Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. More firefighters continue to arrive on a fire burning roughly 50 miles south of Rock Springs in both Utah and Wyoming. As of noon yesterday, 217 firefighters were battling the Richard Mountain Fire, which has grown to over 7,000 acres. BLM Operations Section Chief Mike Wengert said that the decent weather has given firefighters an advantage in working the fire. However, forecasters are calling for hot, dry, and windy conditions for the weekend. The fire is burning in pinyon pine, juniper, grass, and brush on steep terrain. The BLM says today is a critical day for crews as weather conditions could mean the fire behavior increases quickly. The fire is 0% contained. It's been burning since Monday. With the current wave of social unrest sweeping the nation and Black Lives Matter, as well as other groups and individuals, demanding defunding police departments, has the movement reached Wyoming? Possibly. Mayor Pete Muldoon, in Politically Correct Jackson, said he wants to take a look at the police department's funding. Muldoon said there has been a lot of public comment over the last few months about police funding levels, calling it a robust local and national conversation. Muldoon noted that with the retirement of Jackson Police Chief Todd Smith, it would be an ideal time to look at that budget, and he asked Town Manager Larry Pardee to produce a report detailing changes that could be made to the police budget. Chief Smith reacted to the comments, saying he doesn't think there's anything wrong with reviewing any town or county department's budget and operations plan when there is a legitimate reason to do so. However, Smith noted, it's not something that should be driven by national politics being brought into their backyard. When questioned about the possibility of defunding their local police force, city council members were very careful with their responses, expressing support for the force, but hedging on whether or not they should be defunded.
Agriculture and weed burning are common in the spring, and each spring, more than a few of these burns roar out of control. This is Cody Beers with YDOT. Many times, calm mornings turn windy in the afternoon. Then there's the low-hanging smoke, which limits the ability of highway drivers to see. These burns destroy state property, including fencing, signposts, and guardrail, and power poles and utilities, compromising highway safety. If you're going to burn, please learn. Contact the National Weather Service for up-to-date weather forecasts by calling 1-800-211-1448.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. Not at Ace. We've got an exclusive lineup of premium brands, plus premium service to make sure you get the right grill. That's why grilling starts at Ace.
Pal, Ace has everything to get your spring project started outside and inside your home. Pick up rakes, work gloves, and lawn leaf bags. Don't forget paintbrushes and paint. Pal Ace Hardware, downtown Powell.
A 16-year-old Cheyenne boy was killed after his car rear-ended a utility vehicle north of Cheyenne on Wednesday. It happened around 9 a.m. in the 1900 block of Telephone Road. Laramie County Sheriff's Office spokesman Lieutenant Mark Slovic says the teen, whose name isn't being released per the family's request, was headed north when he crested the top of a hill and struck the rear of the utility vehicle, which was also heading north. Slovic said the teen was buckled up but died at the scene. The driver of the utility vehicle, 48-year-old Cheyenne resident Matthew Haas, was also buckled up. He was taken to Cheyenne Regional Medical Center, where he was treated and released. Slovic said speed is being investigated as a possible contributing factor. While chasing cattle or horses off of Wyoming roadways is fairly common for law enforcement across the state, a Laramie County deputy had a first in her career, a wayward emu that needed wrangling. A call came into the dispatch center about the large flightless bird running loose on Summit Drive. The deputy responded, not quite sure what she would find when she arrived, but it turned out the bird was well adjusted to the presence of human beings and was easily caught and returned to its owner. Her comment afterward, "And law enforcement, you never know what you'll see."
This look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.